Tom.
And tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, I don't care if it's diabetes or you gained too much weight over the last year and you're wanting to lose it, I don't care what it is. If you're tired all the time, low energy level, hormones all over the place, or you're just trying to figure out that you need a new game plan. A new game plan for your health, for your life. That's what the show's about. Giving you options, information, giving you ideas on how to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Well, that's what this show's about. You can always give me an email, send it at getwellradio.com. Shoot it. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Regardless, just remember that this show is all about you. So whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. We're going to kick it off with Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Oh, thank you. I've had a constant chronic headache for going on 5 years. It'll be this coming August. To make a long story short, I've been hospitalized 6 times, been diagnosed with everything from upper headache, migraines, hemicrania continua. Current neurologist said I've been on over 120 different medicines, everything from antidepressant, anti-seizure, anti-convulsives, a bunch of experimental drugs, and there's never been any consensus on the headaches, and it's just, you know, it's just been a long 5 years.
And nothing you do seems to be able to help, being all the different doctors, and really there's no answers. Is it kind of where you are right now?
Yeah, and it's been nonstop pain for 5 years. When it all started, I was, you know, really healthy, maybe slightly overweight. I was teaching martial arts 3 times a day or a week. I was actually getting ready for a half marathon. Work was going great. Home life was going great. You know, teaching Sunday school and church and, you know, everything. And then, you know, kind of life turned with a dime and the headaches turned on and, everything changed from there. And I heard earlier you were talking about headaches on the left side of the head.
Yeah, there's different things that can happen with headaches on different part of the head where they hurt, and there's some research out behind that. But yours hurt primarily where? All over?
Side of my head. They originally thought it was hemicrania continua, but that is responsive to endomethacin. But that's part of the diagnosis that's responsive to that.
Right.
So one of the specialists thought it was a variant of hemicrania because it's not responsive to that. The only thing that's slightly helpful is Botox treatments, but that just kind of masks the symptoms.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid, is all
right,
that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, sometimes let's talk diet for just a minute because I need to get a couple of thoughts behind me on that. Do you eat well? And do you drink a lot of caffeine? Yes or no?
Caffeine makes my headache worse. It's something I learned early on, so I try to stay away from caffeine. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink sodas at all, maybe once a month, if that even.
But what about your diet overall, your diet? Healthy, not healthy, so-so?
Fair. I don't eat a lot of fast foods, you know. Going to McDonald's is, you know, kind of like you know, saying that you got the plague or something. My daughters hate, you know, going to fast foods. You know, so, I mean, we tend to shy away from fast foods, you know. We
can become easily deficient, and believe it or not, headaches are really, really big triggers for nutritional deficiencies. One of those is called acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's the most prevalent neurotransmitter that we have in our brain, and it connects, obviously, it's a chemical that connects all the nerves together and makes the transmission happen. When we get low in acetylcholine, a lot of things happen. We get, our memory kind of goes down a little bit. Cognition, as we call it, goes down. And our brains just don't click, and they don't function as high capacity as they used to. A lot of things can cause it. Stress levels can cause it. Poor diet over a long period of time can cause that. There's a variety of factors. But regardless, when that becomes low, it can really come on and trigger a lot of headaches. So one thing you can look into, and you might want to do some research on, are ways to raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. You can even go to your physician. Now, it's not standard of care, so you might have to pay cash for it, but you can ask them to run acetylcholine receptor, binding receptor test. That's a blood test that they can run and easily check and see exactly what's going on as far as the receptors go, see if they're low, see if they're functioning effectively. It's a pretty good blood test. So you might want to have that looked at by your doctor. Just a thought. Anyway, getting the acetylcholine levels up typically can help quite a bit when you're dealing with headaches at a chronic level like you're looking at. Some foods that are out there that they've known to be able to raise that are protein-rich and fat-rich, and those are the healthy fats, such as eggs. Whole eggs have been known because they've got two components in the egg yolk that are very good. So you've got choline and lecithin, both of those together, have been known to help with acetylcholine levels in the brain. And then also staying away from coffee and all that. That's why I was talking about the caffeine. If you stay off of the caffeine, it's shown that it can help with acetylcholine levels. So one kind of drives the other. So those two are hand in hand. There's one more supplement out there that's got really good research on it as far as raising acetylcholine levels. It's called Huperzine A. And Huperzine A, you can go to your health food store, talk to those folks about it, and, of course, see what the labels say and all that. But there's good research behind that. I know it's frustrating to deal with headaches, painful, and it's almost like one of those things. I haven't personally never had suffered with those, but I've worked with a lot of people who have. And I know it's one of those deals where it's like you can empathize, and but you can't sympathize with me. It's like if you don't have them every day, you don't really know the pain. So I've had a headache before, but at the same time, you know, I've never had them to that extreme. So I understand that it's painful, but I don't know what it feels like. And I can tell you this, there are options, and you don't have to be stuck. And I would look on the structural route, find someone that's really good at working on the spinal structures and getting them back into proper alignment, only because it's vital when you're dealing with headaches. And it's not something you have to do all the time, but you want to make sure you get that into position and then work with the nutrition, those two hand in hand. Because when you're looking at it from just a more of a neurochemical standpoint, as far as pharmaceuticals, they can help and they can manage, but a lot of times they're not getting to the root cause, and getting to the root cause might be the deficiency that you're looking for. So look into the blood test and keep us posted on how that goes. A lot of great things out there to work on. You just got to maybe look at it from a little bit different of an angle. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're ready to get well, stay well, and live well. That's what this show is all about. It's about you. It's about your health and your life. Going back to the phone lines now to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Good evening. So I work in a research office looking at people with mental disorders, and part of it is we'll check their labs and that kind of a thing. I've got a large number of the people that I'm seeing, and I just want to be clear, I'm not a doctor, but a lot of the patients that I work with all have elevated cholesterol, and more specifically triglycerides. And I was talking with one of them, and they had mentioned that years and years ago they had noticed that their triglycerides were up, and they had started trying to control by themselves with diet. They started eating a lot of oatmeal, taking some red yeast rice supplements. And I just wanted to know what kind of other options might they have. A lot of these people don't have access to health care, very limited or no income, so we're going to have to talk cheaper generic medications or, you know, over-the-counter supplements, vitamins, that kind of a thing. But I just wanted to know what else was out there. Now, when I looked up the red yeast rice, I saw that it has a lot of the same molecule that a lot of statins have. And because of that, the FDA kind of watches a lot of them, the higher statins. The ones that have more statin in them are usually more regulated, or they have to stop manufacturing those. So I was kind of, I cautioned the person against taking that just because you never really know what you're getting. But any ideas that you might have would be great.
Sure, absolutely. So where you work, obviously their doctors monitor them, but you're saying that no one's really helping them on the lifestyle side really come up with a game plan. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Pretty much, correct. We're just kind of, I mean, it's mental health office pretty much specifically, so we're kind of, you know, we're just trying to get them mentally stable, and we usually will refer them back to their PCP or a general practitioner to try and do those kind of lifestyle changes.
Now, are they open? I mean, if you come up with a game plan that you think would be good for them, or do you, I guess you would have a good enough relationship with their primary care docs to pick up the phone and go, hey, we want to do this with, you know, Bobby Sue here, and we think it would really help her on the lifestyle side. Are you okay with her eating more eggs or whatever, and or taking red yeast rice, and those kind of conversations can take place?
Yeah, for the most part, although I do have to be clear, a lot of, and not with this particular person that I'm asking about, but a lot of them, you know, they, like I said, very limited income, they don't go to the doctor simply because they feel they can't afford to go to the doctor.
Okay, I got it. Well, there's a couple of things I would tell you. First, just like I talked about, eggs are really important, but let me ask this question first. So their triglycerides and their cholesterol levels are elevated, and they are not taking medicine, they're not taking statin drugs, or they are?
They are not taking any kind of statin or prescription medications for cholesterol or anything along those lines.
Because they don't want to, or they don't feel like they can afford it, back to that whole paradigm, right?
Yeah, it's more of the can't afford it rather than don't want to.
Okay, because we can just talk medications for a second. If they can get to a doctor, then, I mean, the statin drugs, simvastatin is on the $4 list. And so, I mean, they can get these generic drugs like Walmart and some of the other, you know, larger pharmacies and whatnot. They have them on what they call the $4 list, and they can get them really, really cheap. I just want you to know that from if anybody that you're working with decides that they want to go the medical route. Now, if they want to go natural route, then here's a couple of things. Eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that you have. But let me give you a little caveat to that. Just so you know, cholesterol levels that are in a healthy range, and what I mean healthy is between about 180 and 220. Now, a lot of doctors will disagree with that because standard of care is under 200. So for the sake of standard of care, we can just say 180 to 200, all right, if we want to say that. But I'm just telling you, from the more natural alternative side, they're okay with the ranges up to 220, okay? When the cholesterol drops too low, couple things happen. We need cholesterol in the body to manufacture hormones. Hormone levels can drop. Testosterone can drop. For a male example, when testosterone levels drop, then brain cognition goes down, memory goes down, and drive goes down. Okay? So when you're dealing with mental health, you want to make sure you're maximizing everything from dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, GABA. So you want to make sure all your neurotransmitters are elevated, right, or in good range. So you don't have to manipulate those with drugs. And then you also want to make sure that all the hormone levels are good, because when testosterone levels are healthy, men feel healthy. When they're low, men feel low. And you know, so that's just kind of something just to note. So to get the cholesterol levels too low would be something you want to keep an eye on if you're kind of helping out, be a friend to some of these folks. But eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. Obviously cheap. You can get them for $2 a carton, whatever, at the store. And or whoever you work with is, you know, I'm sure pretty inexpensive. So that's the whole egg cooked in coconut oil or butter, because those are the two oils. There you go. Butter's cheap. All right. Those are the two oils that don't break down into a trans fat with heat. And then keeping protein levels and healthy fat levels. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those are all the healthy fats, and those are all, you know, obviously not that expensive from a food source. Carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, breads, cereals, those kind of carbohydrates are going to keep triglyceride levels up, which is not a good thing, okay, for the plaquing inside the arteries and whatnot. It's also going to keep the LDL cholesterols, because the sugar content, it's going to keep the LDLs rising and the HDLs, which are the good parts of the cholesterol, lowering. So you want to stay away from the processed carbohydrates and a lot of the starchy carbs, sticking with more fruits and vegetables, and keeping the protein levels moderate within the diet. That's pretty much standard from a nutritional avenue as far as giving a good, you know, I guess, game plan for overall health. Now, as far as supplements, I'm only a big fan for a couple of things. The red yeast rice has research behind it, so I like that one. So if you're going to go to a health food store, that's pretty cheap. And vitamin E, as long as they're not on any kind of any type of blood thinners, and the doctors haven't put them on anything like that. So vitamin E's got good research on it. So I would encourage you to go and do some research on those too, because vitamin E's in all the standard medical texts for stopping the plaquing inside the arteries. Pretty amazing when you start reading about it. But those two are something to look up. The foods, it's all about the ratios. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I lay out those ratios of what are good and what's not. But the oatmeal and all that, it's kind of old school. It really is not that great for cholesterol. Thanks for the call.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow merino cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Sandra in Murfreesboro, Tennessee writes, I'm only 42, but I'm started to have problems with varicose veins. What do you think? Well, varicose veins can come from a variety of places. One thing we know is that when the liver begins to have some issues, and I mean just slightly, that can begin to cause some of the varicose veins. Also, nutritional deficiencies can cause that too. So you might want to look up a component called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. A lot of research on rutin. It comes from a lot of different vegetable sources, and it can be very, very helpful with building up the structural integrity of the veins in the body. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot me that email, and don't forget that your health always starts with your choices, no matter what. Doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going. Doesn't matter if you've messed up for the last 5 years. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because today can be a brand new day. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And with research that we have now in lifestyle-based healthcare, knowing that literally the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get, the air that we breathe quality-wise, the water we drink, all of those factors actually matter. If 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, that's pretty much good news. It means that, well, okay, 20% or so are genetics that we can't really control too much, what grandma and grandpa handed down to us, but we can maximize what we have in our lifestyle choices every single day. On this show, that's what it's all about, is getting you to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Alyssa, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I have a 16-year-old daughter who 8 weeks ago was put on the paleo diet to, for three different reasons. She was having some stomach issues, acne issues, and weight issues. The paleo diet has been great to help her stomach issues, but she has actually gained weight while she's on the diet, which we thought was probably virtually impossible. And so we're wondering why that could happen and if we're maybe missing something.
Now, how much weight did she gain since she started on that paleo diet?
She's gained about 4 to 6 pounds.
And then what is her height and weight?
She is 5'10", 169. So she started out at about 164.
And for her height, is that too much for what she wants to be? She wants to drop
weight?
Yes,
it is. She would like to drop some weight for her height.
What does she want to be? Her ideal would be 5'10", what?
150.
And that would make her happy?
Right.
Okay.
I think even just seeing some progress in that direction would make her happy.
Okay. Is she exercising?
Oh, absolutely. Competitive basketball. Yeah, real active.
So she's real active and all that. Okay. So give me her paleo diet real quickly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just give me the basics of what she's doing with it.
Breakfast, eggs, and fruit. Lunch, usually a salad with fruit, maybe some chicken in it, and dinner, and meat and vegetable. No grains, no potatoes, no legumes.
Any snacks in between?
No dairy. She'll eat cashews occasionally. She may eat a handful of a dried fruit, but she's not a heavy snacker.
Okay. One little trick that works, too, and just a quick note. You say she's gained weight, but do her clothes fit light, looser, or are they feeling tighter?
Are your clothes looser or tighter? I think they fit about the same. Yeah,
right.
I think she's about the same.
When you start on the paleo diet or a diet similar to that, many times you'll start gaining some muscle and lose body fat, but your body will gain weight. That's why I always ask people, if your clothes fit a little bit looser, your body composition is probably changing just a little bit. And I know that sounds like a bunch of, you know what, but it's true. And it really is the way the body works. And it won't happen by like 15 pounds, but for it to happen 4 to 6 pounds, that's pretty average and pretty common. So she's been doing that for a little bit of time. You know, that could be one of the issues. Now, at 5'9", 169, she's got a pretty good amount of weight, and she's probably not getting that many calories. Here's another little trick of the trade, too, in the nutrition world and metabolism. If you don't get enough food, then it can actually cause her metabolism to slow down and cause her to hold on to weight, because the body will go into a starvation mode. And even though she's active and burning all these calories and whatnot, technically, the body, if it's not getting enough, will begin to slow down. So how often does she do her basketball practice and her sports and all that? Is this every day?
Probably three times a week.
5 days a week? Now, on the day she doesn't do practice and all that, does she run or do any other kind of exercise?
Yes. I mean, she'll swim or she'll be out even just playing a pickup game with her siblings or going for a walk or volleyball or something.
Okay. One little trick that can be helpful is her snacks in between. Probably want to cut out the fats and do more. Is she doing cardio work outside of just her training? Like when she does
her working out,
she's not. Okay, so what does she do on her days? She swims and what else?
She swims. She plays volleyball. She plays, you know, pickup basketball games, but she's not doing like a CrossFit or a stringent cardio type workout.
Okay. And when she plays pickup games, what do they last, 45 minutes, hour, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How much water is she drinking?
She pretty much has a cup of water with her at all times. That's primarily her only fluid intake is water. But I would say she probably could increase it. I think she's drinking maybe 6 to 8 glasses a day.
Okay. This is another key for when you're looking at weight and that sort of thing. Gallon of water. You know, have her at least carry something with her. You carry a jug or carry a larger bottle so she can monitor it. The goal is half her body weight in ounces. So, I mean, for her, you know, hitting around 80 ounces, maybe, you know, 70 or 85 ounces, I guess, a day would be a good number. So get a bottle or something where she can track that, make sure she's hitting that every day. You can always add on about 20% more if you're an athlete to that number. So she may want to shoot for about 100 ounces a day, and that's what a lot of the research says out there right now. And so those are some keys. Has she had blood work done with her physician to check and make sure all her hormone levels, thyroid,
and
all that?
Everything came back clean on that.
Okay, well, good.
And she's actually going to do a vitamin B12 supplement. But other than that, everything came back just fine.
Her energy levels are good?
They fluctuate quite a bit. There's days she's got a lot of energy. There's other days where she's really dragging.
Eats breakfast first thing when she wakes up?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. So you got her on a good plan. I would stick to what you're doing. Add more of the protein and the carbohydrates. Drop a little of the fats in between meals and bracket the workouts. Increase the calories probably a little bit within the meals and then monitor that. Do you have a nutritionist that you're working with? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? You do? Okay.
Yeah. The same doctor who put her on the paleo is basically DO/nutritionist. So he's great about that.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I would just continue with what they have you on. It's a great concept, okay? As far as the concept within the paleo diet and what you're doing, it's really good. And it will work. It's not that there's, you know, her body's just weird and different and it's not going to drop the weight. Realize that there is a set point for people. And your body has a set point, and it's very hard to fight against that set point. Whether you're wanting to gain weight, like someone that's skinny that wants to gain a bunch of weight, or if you're a little bit overweight and you're wanting to get down, you're going to work against that set point. So for her, the exercise is a key, but also getting enough calories in. I mean, I've seen that so many times, and you might want to mention that to the one who's kind of guiding you in this, is that if the calorie intake is not strong enough, and there's a really good test. I don't know if they have this in their office, but it's called a metabolic test or an REE review. This test, you inhale into a machine, and it will actually give you the resting metabolic rate, the amount of calories that her body probably needs, even at rest versus being active, and you might be shocked. A lot of people think, for girls, the women, they'll think it's 1,500 calories, and it'll be like 2,800, something where you just think that's a ton. But for someone that is her height and weight and probably carrying the lean muscle tissue that she carries, you know, she may need 2,400 calories. So if you don't get that much, you're going to cause the body to kind of shut down and not really burn what you're wanting it to burn. So getting enough calories in every single day sometimes is a trigger as well. I'll give you a little trick too. If your doctor has not checked her pituitary gland, HGH levels, one little thing we found throughout the years is that the thyroid can show you good numbers, okay, on the blood test. And we all think everything is fine. But you dig a little bit deeper, and the HGH levels are extremely low. And the primary to the thyroid is the pituitary gland. If the pituitary gland is low in function and output, then it's not going to maximize the metabolic potential of the body. And so raising pituitary function is always going to be more important than focusing on the thyroid function at that point. So just a little trick to look at. Might want to mention that to he or she, whoever's working with her, and that can be helpful, okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, send me an email, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show. 80% of the health challenges we face today are what? The diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? Because you can lifestyle your way into getting sick many times. You can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. It's about choices. It's about educating yourself. It's about understanding what you can do to improve your health. The good news is, doesn't matter where you've been. It matters about the choices you make today. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. And don't you forget, there's always hope for better health. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The woman with a flesh-eating disease is now breathing on her own. The 24-year-old Georgia woman with a flesh-eating disease is now breathing on her own, according to her father. Late Sunday, Andy Copeland blogged that Amy Copeland had been off the ventilator for more than 10 hours and was cracking jokes and displaying other typical behaviors. Amy developed a rare condition called necrotizing fasciitis after her left leg was cut in a zipline accident on May 1st. Most of her left leg has been amputated, and the doctor said last week that her hands and remaining foot would also need to be amputated. In his latest update, Andy Copeland said he's grateful for the outpouring of concern for his daughter. And, of course, our prayers go with him as well. I can't imagine having your daughter go through that. So their attitude, I don't know if you've been following the reports and whatnot, but really has been a testimony to the family, to Amy, and how they've walked through this tragic situation. And they're really turning into something so positive. And with the media, many times things can be so negative and down and out. And when you see this, it obviously just probably grips your heart to know that, you know, a bacteria has done this to her. She's out just playing around on a zip line, and this has just taken over her body seemingly. But the attitude that she's had to really be a victor instead of a victim in the middle of all this, especially the media attention, I hope is just an encouragement to so many people that have things going on in our daily lives, and we complain and we drag around about it. I mean, when you look at someone like Amy, who is struggling just to hold on to body parts and having a good attitude in the middle of it all, and her family, says a lot. I know it's been an encouragement to me just to watch in any time I've ever worked with patients that have been in the most challenging situations. I mean, you work in the hospitals and it just will blow you away to see some of the cases, but it's amazing. So to see someone with a good attitude that walks through that says so much about the person's character. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call you about potency, if I could, meaning that I usually, my man who usually tip is an iron rod, now it's more or less pine wood, and I'm scared it's going to turn into a...
Right, so things aren't working like they used to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm able to perform, but, you know, not like I used to. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, when you're young, the wind blow along and you're ready to go.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now I have to, you know, work at it a little bit and, you know, get it there.
What is your age now, James?
I'm 44. I'm medium size. I'm about 5'10". 165 pounds, 170 pounds. I don't have diabetes, no high blood pressure, anything like that. So I'm trying to figure out, is it stress or anything, you know, psychological, you know, that kind of thing.
It can be, yeah, very much so. I mean, when you're going through, depending on your stage of life, and one thing, yes, when you're younger, things work a little bit better, but also you're not stressed out. I mean, you go through about a good 20 years of life, from your 20s to your 40s, and it can put a toll on you a little bit. So that is one thing. If you know, being overweight is another issue with ED that can be a challenge. But another thing is just making sure the testosterone levels have not dropped too dramatically. I mean, they're going to decline a little bit throughout the years, but if you've been under a lot of stress, and in the brain there's a chemical called dopamine. If dopamine levels drop, testosterone levels will drop. Performance will drop. So they all go hand in hand. So have you had your blood test done recently with your family doctor to see where the numbers are?
Yeah, I did it a few months ago, and they said, are you asleep? Because you have absolutely no blood pressure. Are you asleep? Are you awake? you know, are you dead? You know, it's just,
yeah.
They're like,
but what are the testosterone levels? What were the testosterone levels that they checked, low or high? Did they tell you?
No, they didn't check. They didn't check at the time because I wasn't really too concerned about it. But I just really recently started dating, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God.
Right, I understand. Well, here's the deal. First, you want to go to your doctor, have them check your testosterone levels. That's a pretty important piece to the puzzle, okay? And, you know, making sure that the numbers are where they need to be is a big key. And, you know, there can be some psychological issues with it, too. Stress, anxiety, performance. You know, you said you're dating again. Were you married before?
Divorced. About 3 years ago, and yeah, three, 4 years ago.
How long were you married?
We was married 6 years, and about last year, I just really, it could be psychological, but just last year, I just really got a finish with court, and, you know, forcing her to do things, you know, that she should have been doing, yada, yada, yada. So, and, you know, just lost my job and starting school, so... I can probably see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that to me sounds more what we call psychosomatic than anything else. It's in your head that's causing things in your body not to work that well. When a guy goes through a divorce, you know, that's a big deal, okay? People can blow it off, but it's a big deal. You're dating new women, so there's something, whether you believe you're supposed to be doing that or not, it's up to you. It's a personal decision. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of factors that can play into that. You lose your job, you go through financial tough times. For a man, that's a tough piece. I would get all the nutritional factors looked at. I would have the blood test looked at. But realize there is a psychological component that's going on with this and that you're going to have to work through. That's really going to be a big piece to everything working the way it needs to again. But get all the information, gather that. And then if you want, you can always shoot me an email. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.